Cheryl Fritz is now live in Lansing on more compelling talk radio, 1320 WILS. Welcome to Fritz and Friends.
Welcome back to Fritz and Friends, everyone. I'm Cheryl Fritz, along with producer Scott Eckersley, 1320 WILS, and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Going out on the phone to someone who's out on the road, Brian Ritchie, who's director of MSU's Entrepreneurship Network. Did I get that title right, Brian?
You sure did.
Very good. Some reason I have a trouble with that word. You're on the road, actually. You said taking your son to visit a college. Is that it?
That's right. Yep.
Always in pursuit of education and the next opportunities, aren't you?
Absolutely.
What I wanted to call about is there's an article in this Lansing State Journal about some good things happening for young entrepreneurs in the East Lansing area. And one of those is at the East Lansing Technology Innovation Center, something called the Hatch. What is the Hatch?
You know, the Hatch is an incubation place. It's a place for innovation for young entrepreneurs in the university. It's a place for them actually to work on their project. It's a space, and they get membership to this space, and they can come and work on their project. They have to be admitted. In other words, they come and pay a fee. It's about $75 a month, although there are scholarships for this available as well. But a lot of times students will have ideas and have no place to work on them. And so this is that kind of space.
How is this connected to MSU?
Well, what happened? MSU now has an entire, a suite of entrepreneurship activities for students. We've just launched the MSU Entrepreneurship Network has launched a certificate in entrepreneurship that's available to any student across the entire university. You don't have to belong to a certain college. And that certificate is very project-oriented. So if a student had an idea about a business they wanted to start, they could get into this program, and this program will connect them with mentors both in the university and outside of the university, and then will connect them with money and resources that are available. In fact, the university just announced that we have over $1.6 million that the president raised that it's an endowment, and the money that it makes can be used for young entrepreneurs for their ventures. And then the Hatch is a place that they can actually go and work on those ventures. So we have a full line of opportunities for students to get involved in creating their own business and ventures.
Well, and just the connections alone would be invaluable.
Absolutely. In fact, part of the membership in the Hatch is not just a place, but it's also the location, not just a place to work on your project, but also a place where others come in to help you with that. So, you know, whether it's organizations like the Lansing Economic Area Partnership or the Prima Civitas Foundation or the Small Business Technology Development Corporation, all of these community organizations, and including the City of East Lansing and the Technology Innovation Center and those firms, all have connections to the Hatch to help these students along.
Yeah, I spoke with Nathan Triplett, who's on East Lansing City Council last night, and he had mentioned this to me before. I mean, the partnership is obvious, you know, across Grand River with the City
right.
of East Lansing and MSU. But I'm seeing that when you give folks an opportunity and the mentors and some seed money to help get started and make the dreams come true, boy, it all comes back around to the university eventually, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And you know, as a university, you think about Michigan State, we've always had this as a core focus, this land-grant focus, giving back, making research practical and being able to be applied. Really what we're saying is that we have a lot of really bright students. They have great ideas. Why not help them make something practical out of that? And whether or not that becomes a great, you know, whether that's the next Google at this point or not, is not as important as just giving these kids the opportunity to experience this. And it may be that the next thing or the third thing they do is successful. That's okay, too. But this is just part of that whole new education that is so critical for this new economy that we have to work in.
And the funding, as you say, individually to them, what kind of monies are available? And again, it's not to necessarily make the product. It's to get started with the process of moving in that direction.
That's right. So two generous grants, one from the Gerstacker Foundation and one from the Forest Acres Foundation, is providing roughly $100,000 a year that we can give to students. We're giving those in chunks of around $2,500 to $7,500. So you can see that ultimately we'll get probably 7 to 10 students that we can get this kind of money to every year. And really, it's to get them to prototype or proof of concept or advanced business plan so that they can then go out and present to more to wealthier investors, venture capitalists, angel investors, to kind of get their projects moving.
Now, what is, are there people working in this right now? Is the hatch open for business? I mean, I think we've seen headlines about a couple of folks who are working towards that, if not already there.
Yep, we just opened in January. We have two students already in the hatch. Gerstacker funding started actually last year, and so we have one student. We're kind of ramping this up. We have three more students that will receive awards this next month. And we just barely received the money from Forest Acres, so that will come online next fall. But, yes, this is absolutely going. We have our first class finished this year. We have a number of students that have entered the certificate program. The ENET has now been working with a number of organizations for idea competitions and business plan competition, so all of this is up and running.
Well, it's impressive. What is the big picture for the outcome of this, just to give folks that opportunity and see how the possibilities of starting a business?
You know, I think we are even looking a little bit beyond that. Cheryl, one of the things we'd really like to do is focus on changing the culture of East Lansing. You know, I think you look at people like the founders of Google, one of whom was an East Lansing native, and, you know, you look at the president of Microsoft, who's a Detroit native, and the president of Sun Microsystems, who's a Detroit native, and we have very, very smart people here, and they end up leaving and doing very incredible things, and I think what we're trying to say is how can we keep those smart people here and have them do incredible things here, or at least do part of what they're doing incredibly here, you know?
Mm-hmm. How did you become involved with this? I mean, you're at the James Madison College, and how did your involvement begin?
Well, I'm kind of a weird academic, actually. I spent the first 10 years of my career as a computer industry executive, and I've owned my own company twice, both in the computer industry. Once successfully, once unsuccessfully. I think I learned more from the failure than I did the success, but I'm kind of an entrepreneur at heart anyway, and so this was an opportunity for us to do some entrepreneurial things within the university, and to the university's credit, they've been very, very supportive and have helped us to move along and make this a reality. So it's been fantastic.
Well, you know, the last person from Michigan who said they were kind of a computer geek ended up governor.
Well, we'll just have to wait and see about that one.
There you go. I think it's an amazing project, and I'd like to check back in with you again, and we'll see how it's coming along. But it sure is a great opportunity, and some people putting some faith in the young folks who are going to be coming up with all the new ideas. So I think it's amazing. Thank you.
Oh, you're very welcome. Thanks for having me on.
Thanks. Safe travels this weekend.
Thanks so much.
Bye-bye. Brian Ritchie, director of MSU Entrepreneurship Network at MSU. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends after this.